aboard for Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of
Broman Delta.
Tonight, Vox Pop visits one of America's greatest playgrounds, the sunshine city of Florida, St. Petersburg. Right now, several thousand visitors and residents of St. Petersburg are in the Coliseum. With Tampa Bay in front of them, the Gulf of Mexico behind them, and your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull, right in the middle with some of these very nice folks we think you're going to enjoy. So, come in, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, this is Parks Johnson, completely happy in the warm sunshine of this beautiful Florida city.
And this is Warren Hull, all suntanned and full of enthusiasm for the warm hospitality of St. Petersburg and its friendly folks. Yes, sir. They've got everything here. Superb climate, 100,000 permanent residents, 110,000 winter vacationers, beautiful homes, beautiful beaches, a perfect setting for rest, relaxation, sports, and recreation. All this, and Temple oranges, too. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Say, does... Well, does that sound like Chamber of Commerce talk? Well, maybe it is. But believe me, they can back it up. And for tonight's Vox Poppers, first... we're starting with the three-quarter woman. A bundle of energy and sunshine and a woman with friends all over the United States of America. After a brilliant stage career, she came to St. Petersburg and she stayed here. Folks, the woman who has brought fun and pleasure to thousands and thousands, Mrs. Evelyn Barton Rittenhouse.
Are you saying me?
No, you have to do that sort of stuff. Most everybody here knows Ms. Rittenhouse. Say, let's clear up this three-quarter woman business. What? Explain that to us.
Well, I was the founder and the starter and the secretary. Co-tend it started, but I think I'm the trio horse forever.
Uh-huh.
Of the three-quarter century club. They have to be 75 years old before they can join it.
The members of your club got to be 75 or
mm-hmm.
over. Have you got a lot of them?
I had 325 this year, and I have 7,200 on my books.
So just what is your job? You are at the Chamber of Commerce in charge of what?
No, I'm connected with the Tourist Relations Department of the Chamber of Commerce, but my job is strictly old people.
Strictly?
It's been a long time since I've stood near a man as young as you are.
Well, two young folks together, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
Haven't you got a slogan down there in the Chamber of Commerce or your group?
No, we've got a yell, that's all.
Is that one with the seven H's in it? Give me that one. What is it?
Oh, I say that there's never a city in the world where there's so many hail, happy, hearty, healthy humans hibernating here.
Oh, yeah, that was the one I was thinking about. So you keep the old-timers busy, or is it very hard?
They keep me busy, though.
Oh, I had it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, what do you offer them? What do they keep you busy on?
Well, keeping them from getting married, one thing. That's the first word.
No, really?
Yeah. It's a terrible thing.
Does it happen?
Most of my old men, when they get to be 80, they want to change their lives for a couple of 40.
No.
have to watch them.
Have you really had any weddings, for instance, this season?
Sure. I had one about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Started on the Green Bank.
The Green Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, those of you who haven't been to St. Petersburg, all up and down both sides of the streets in the main part of the city, green benches, very comfortable. Mm-hmm. 4 or 5 people can sit on each bench and they face each other, block after block after block. And believe me, it is a wonderful sight to see people sitting on those benches and enjoying themselves. I'm all for it, aren't you, Ms. Rittenhouse?
Mm, that's our favorite hunting ground.
Romance.
Right. I'm for it.
So that's where this romance started, you
mm-hmm.
think?
He's 86 and she's 81.
Uh-huh. Who was the best man?
Old fella, 94.
No.
Yeah?
They just go on forever down here, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They're just getting started when they get to be 90.
Didn't you have something to do with that baseball team that Peter over here is going to talk about in a minute?
Yes, that's one of the auxiliaries of the three-quarter century club, that and the chorus.
The chorus?
Mm-hmm. We have a chorus of 75 voices.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And haven't you got a pretty famous quartet in it?
Yeah, I got a 90 quartet, all the men are 90. 95, 4, 3, and 293.
And they
when they're only 75 up to 80 in our club, they call them young squirts.
Oh, I see.
They don't laugh anything.
Well,
62 over 90.
I can understand it after having been here most of this week. It is a city of sunshine. In fact, one of the daily papers here, the Independent, gives away its whole edition in a day that the sun doesn't shine. And that happens an average of about 4 days, they tell me, out of every year. Is that right?
Right.
A wonderful bunch of papers here. The Times mm-hmm. in the morning and the Independent in the afternoon.
Right.
About you, Ms. Rittenhouse, you were on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You were a leading lady with a man named Lionel Barrymore, I hear.
I was, 1918, at the Schubert Theater, playing in the Copperhead in New York City.
And selling war bonds for the first war.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Your children, did they follow you in stage business?
Well, I had a daughter who was Ezekiel Folly.
Uh-huh.
She went to high school here and graduated.
I bet Mother
they
looks
all live here.
Just as young right now as daughter does, too.
Daughter's here. Don't let her hear that.
Oh, she is. Ms. Rittenhouse, you have done a wonderful work here. I know your friends throughout the United States have enjoyed hearing you tonight. We've certainly enjoyed having you.
Yes,
and we understand now why you're so happy. You've given so much happiness to so many other people. And good old Bowman Self will hope that you're going to be happy what they have for you. First, for those many short dashes that you have to make here and there, one of those brand new swing-built bicycles. Yes, that's your bicycle. You talk like you know a swing-built. Bells, lights, baskets, speedometer, all on that pretty swing. Next, in a feeble masculine sort of way, I'm going to try to describe a really lovely powder blue and gold thistle-down jacket, sort of a shorty. And where is it, Buzz? You got it there? And look on the lapel. On the lapel is a beautiful 17-jewel gold lapel watch. Thank you a lot, Ms. Rittenhouse. There's one more thing. One more thing to each lady on our program tonight. To each lady, we're giving a St. Petersburg calling card. Now, a St. Petersburg calling card is a handsome, flatted wooden bag of bird's-eye maple created by Earl Gresh. It's typical of St. Petersburg and quite good-looking. Well, as they used to say, here's another county hood fund. Or chalk up another victory for Bromo Seltzer, as Carl Frank puts it.
Yes, Park, Mrs. Carlotta Fryer of Ridgely, West Virginia, right, sir?
I've got my son to thank for introducing me to Bromo Seltzer. Since then, Bromo Seltzer has brought me splendid, quick relief. Bromo Seltzer swells a taste, and believe me, it gets results.
Thank you, Mrs. Fryer. Yes, Bromo Seltzer gives fast, three-way results. Dissolve before you drink it. Bromo Seltzer is set to rush relief for headache, upset stomach, and jangled nerves that may accompany ordinary headache. So get fast, comforting relief for head, stomach, and nerves with Bromo Seltzer. Get a bottle of Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight and...
Yes, sir. Here we are back in St. Petersburg. Folks, you know, today is important not only here, but in every city and village in the country. Your local Red Cross drive is on. You know the answer. Over the top we go with the Red Cross to clean up the wreckage of war. The Red Cross worker who calls on you in your neighborhood is your neighbor. So make yours a generous gift quickly. All right, Warren.
To continue with our hail, happy, hearty, healthy humans hibernating here, we have two young people who may be found almost any day lying very close to each other on the beach at the Junior Chamber of Commerce Club. Right in the center of town, that is, and quite a spot, too. Here are the two habitués from New York City and Jersey City, Mary Cummings and Herb Conway. Yeah, I thought of telling on you, am I not? Herb? Herb, I don't blame you a bit for getting close to Mary. It is a nice beach, isn't it, huh?
Delightful spot.
And a swell clubhouse. You don't have to be a local businessman to belong, do you?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Hmm? Just a visiting fireman?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You only have to be between the ages of 18 and 25. 35, that is.
Well, it lets me out, but I think it's very nice down there. Mary, from what business have you been taking a vacation?
Well, I've been taking a vacation from radio, as a matter of fact. And
yeah.
I worked in a department that was called the Department of Editing, Literary Clearance, and New Program Ideas. Do you see why I was tired?
Yeah, I certainly do. Where was this?
This was in New York City with Columbia Broadcasting.
Well, I swan to goodness. What do you know? Well, are you going back to that?
Oh, yes. I'm going to go back to radio. I find it far too interesting to keep away from.
But one does need a vacation now.
Oh, decidedly.
Herb, how about you? What are you taking a vacation from?
Well, I'm retiring from newspaper work, Why not? Had much too much. And
yeah, you're not going back to that. What are you going to do?
Well, I'd like to hibernate in the interior and write the famous novel of the century or something like that.
Interior Florida?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I see an American Field Service button on you. Were you one of those volunteer ambulance drivers and litter bearers up at the front line?
Yes, sir, I was. Yes.
Uh-huh. Where?
In Italy and Austria.
With what army?
With the British 8th Army.
Mm-hmm. Where were you about a year ago now? Can you remember?
Well, I was about knee-deep in some of the soupiest mud you've ever seen.
Where?
Oh, about a few kilos from Faenza, the birthplace of Mussolini in Italy.
Well, you had no idea, did you, that you'd be here now with a girl like Mary under the Florida under the Florida moon, too?
No, I didn't have the slightest idea, but I was dreaming. I can assure you that.
Well, you can pinch yourself right now. Mary, what are some of the things that Herb told you about, you know, when you were lying in the sun there on the beach?
Why, what?
No, I mean about his experiences over there.
Oh, that. Oh, he told me many interesting stories about what had happened. Of course, it was rather rugged duty up until about VE day.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, he had some rather pleasant times. And at one time, they stayed at a castle in Austria, and that was very interesting, wasn't it, Herb?
Oh, yes, yeah. Very interesting.
But this is much better, a castle in St. Petersburg, huh? Say, you two have found lots of amusements for young people here without a minute of money?
Oh, yes, any number of things. Of course, most of the day we spent at the beach getting a tan, and that takes time, of course. And then besides that, we go shaving in the afternoon. There are some who like to play tennis and some who like to go golfing. And in the evenings, we have things like hay rides, scavenger hunts.
Treasure
what
hunt.
Else do we do?
Treasure hunts, weenie roads, rides in the moonlight.
Ah, boy. Ooh. Well, it sounds pretty good to me. What would you call St. Petersburg?
Well, I'd say it was a city of the three R's.
Romance,
recreation, and rejuvenation.
Well, that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a mighty wonderful place, and we're certainly glad we met you here. And now let's see what Bromo Seltzer has for you two. I think we'll take you first, Herb, and say the prettiest to the last. To help you with your writing, here is a Royal Noiseless Portable Typewriter. You like that? And so this... Wait a minute. Oh, that's only the beginning. So you can get some good thinking done this summer, here's a lightweight freshwater steel casting rod. And to go on it, a real Shakespeare casting reel. We hope you catch some beauties. And speaking of beauties, it's your turn, Mary. And to carry your duds home to New York, here's a matched two-piece set of blue leather-trimmed airplane luggage. One's a wardrobe type, the other an overnight bag. And to show off that gorgeous suntan that you've got, here's a gorgeous black nylon evening gown that's backless. You want to see what it looks like? Here it is on a model. And as always on Box Pop, each of you will receive a recording of this interview. Thank you very much. Good luck to you, Mary Cummings and Herb Conway.
Folks, one of the biggest attractions around St. Petersburg is the boating and the fishing, both tourists and commercial. And here's one of Florida's best-known fishing boat captains and guides. He's tall, deeply tanned, and he looks straight at you out of those far-seeing gray eyes. From St. Petersburg, Captain Dick Harding. Thank you, folks. Captain, how many years you spent on and around the water?
About 57.
You started early?
At the age of 3 years.
With your dad, I suppose.
With my father on a small schooner.
Uh-huh. And you've done everything from what to what?
Just about everything that could be done with any size boat under 60 feet.
You worked on them all. Well, now, that means
both getting power and sail.
Uh-huh. What's your life?
Well, I really like a sailboat.
You do? I guess all
old-timers
do like that. You've played with oysters, too, haven't you?
Well, anything from planting them to cooking them and eating them.
You like that, eating them? Aren't they pretty good around here?
They're the best, I think, in the world.
Better than Chesapeake, huh, in Berwick Bay?
As for flavor, not for size, but as for the eating quality of the oyster, I think they can't be beat.
Yep, is there money in fish around here now?
If a fella could get the fish, there'd be plenty of money in it.
Yeah? Well, where's the most money?
Well, I think the most money right now is in tourist crops.
Yes, sir. We tried to go out the other day, but that little freeze they had up north had the wind down here, and it black blocked us off. What's a good day's fishing for you?
Well, a good day of fishing, or exceptional good day of fishing. I've been out of the game for about 15 years. We're going back that far. I'd say anywhere from 600 to 700 pounds with a party of 3 or 4 people.
You've caught more than that alone, though, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Some of my very best fishing has been alone.
Uh-huh.
I got 1,005 pounds of kings alone one day and only caught 5 of them on trolling tackle. The rest was all taken with rod and reel.
Can't be done, can it, folks? Well, if it was, here's the guy that's a champion, I'll tell you. Say, have you got any saltish stories that you can tell up here?
Oh, I can think of quite a few that might be interesting.
Pull me one out of the hat.
One of the funniest things I think I ever saw was one time a tarpon jumped in the boat. A fella hooked him pretty well deep down in the water. And he thought the fish was gone, and he was reeling up his slack line, but the fish was rising faster than he could reel his line, and the fish come jumped right between his feet into the boat.
Yeah.
And he didn't seem to like the situation there, and he thought he'd make room for himself a little bit, and he'd begin to unload that boat right away. The top of the engine box come out first, and then two or three dry cell batteries and a coil, and then he got his tail hooked around the gasoline line and disconnected that from the carburetor.
Well, where were you and your passenger?
Well, it was in another boat, not in my boat.
Oh, yeah.
we had grandstand seats, with and all.
I bet that was fun.
The guide, he proceeded to finish him off with a monkey wrench.
Yeah. You do have a lot of tarpon fishing here.
Some of his good, I think, it can be found anywhere.
So I've heard. Say, that flock of people that came in with you tonight, is that all your family?
All family, except one son-in-law, one daughter-in-law.
It's a fine-looking bunch. One last thing, Captain. What's your ambition?
Well, my chief ambition in all of my life has been to make friends.
And you've made a lot of them.
I think I have.
You've got them all over these United States, and I know they're glad to hear you. Captain, we're mighty glad to have had you up here with us tonight and the taste of the salty sea. Bromo Seltzer is mighty glad to have me say now a couple of things that we hope you like. First of all, your daughter told us one thing that Mrs. Harding really needs badly, so we went out and dug up a Westinghouse electric iron for a brand new post water. And for you, wait a minute. Hold it, wait a minute. For you, your son, Dick Jr., I think it's Dick Jr., isn't it? Says that you're hungry for this next gift that we got through typical St. Petersburg cooperation. It's a brand new 5 4/10 horsepower Evinrude Zephyr motor for your boat. Can you use it?
If anybody ever tells me there's not a Santa Claus, he's headed for an argument.
Thank you a lot, Captain Dick Harding. You're a swell fellow.
Hi, Warren. Now, a famous member of the three-quarter century society and star shortstop of their softball club. He's a spry 77 with a twinkle in his eye of 27. From Kesley, Iowa, during the summer season, Mr. LeClaire Robert Bowen. Say, Mr. Bowen, you picked up that rabbit on the ball diamond, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
You mean to say that you fellows over 75 really play ball?
If you don't believe it, come and look at us.
Yeah. Well, how many innings do you play?
Well, we play three, and then we rest a while we take up a collection, then we play three more and quit.
Well, how do you rest between the innings?
Oh, I run around and talk to the crowd because it doesn't sit down and get stiff.
Oh, I see. Are you pretty good on grounders?
Some of them do like it. They go through.
Oh, I see. Well, have you been able to get in to see those Cardinal-Yankee exhibition games?
I bore the landlord's stepladder and looked over the fence.
You did?
Yes, sir.
How do you like that? I don't think Eddie Dyer would like that. If he knew it was you, he'd be pleased.
Yeah.
You've played ball before, have you?
Oh, yeah.
When?
Oh, I started in 1880, and I played till about 1915.
What position did you play?
Everything. Yes. Mostly catching.
Uh-huh. You remember your most exciting game?
You bet.
Well, what was it?
Oh, a home run in the last half of the ninth inning.
Two. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on, tell us about it.
Well, there were two out. My turn to bat. I hadn't fouled the ball all day, and they held a consultation to see about what to do, but one boy says, leave him in. So I was in. They got two strikes on me. Then they held another consultation. Take him out. One says, no, leave him in. The next one come just right and went right over the center fielder's head for a home run. That wins the game 8-7. And I have the ball yet and the bat. They're mine. I'm going to keep them forever.
Confidentially, Rabbit, what does your wife think of you?
Hmm?
What does your wife think of you?
Oh, she's sitting right down
there. Oh,
right
she's now. Sitting down there. Is she the boss?
Yep.
She is?
Yes, sir.
Does she trust you alone in this town?
Yep.
She does? Well, you know those green benches where everybody sits in the sun. Do you think that romance flourishes on them?
I know it.
You know it? You ever had one of those widows sidle up to you?
Yep.
Well, remember, she's sitting right down there now. What happened? Go ahead.
Well, this lady asked me, she's been around several times, and she asked me if I was married. I said, yeah. You are? Yeah. I got the cutest little wife in St. Petersburg. She's 6 feet two, weighs 200 pounds, and she's easy to handle as a black leopard.
Yeah. Of course, she made off right away.
Well, she didn't stay.
No.
She's gone right now.
Well, of course, we do know that you do have the cutest little wife in St. Petersburg, period. You're retired now, are you?
Yeah, I've been retired 8 years from work.
What was your work?
Section foreman.
On the
Rock Island, on the railroad, where they work.
What was your pay?
$1 and a dime a day to start with, but I finally got $45 a month afterwards.
And you lived on that?
Lived it, on it. Raised a family, educated them, and they're all making more money than I ever did.
But you really enjoyed life.
You bet we did.
Well,
we didn't have to have a show or anything like that. We could sit and play dominoes and cribbage and have a good time.
Simple pleasures. Well, thank you, Mr. Bowen, for the chat. It's always a pleasure to talk to a man who's made a success in his life, and you're one of them. Now, you're pointing to your wife.
She's half of it.
Of course she is. Well, now, Bromo Seltzer has for you something you think you'll like, this light all-wool gray suit. And where do we find these things anyway? You like that? And, Mr. Bowen, in one of the pockets, you'll find a harmonica. We think you like a harmonica now and then.
Hooray.
And is this suit going to come in handy, boy? Because a little bird told us that you'd give anything if you could go to Havana before you return home to Iowa. Well, you won't have to give anything. The trip's all set. You fly National Airlines to Miami and Pan American Airways to Havana and back. While you're in Havana, the Pan American people will roll out the red carpet for you and really show you the town. We hope you have a good time.
All right.
So nice to meet you. Much to meet you. Good luck. Okay, folks.
No ifs, ands, and buts about it. You can depend on Bromo Seltzer, says Carl Frank.
Famous three-way headache relief. That's Bromo Seltzer. Dependability. That means Bromo Seltzer, too. Thanks to the Emerson Drug Company's leadership in the field, Bromo Seltzer's reliability has been known to four generations. Before the turn of the century, the Emerson Drug Company instituted rigid inspection tests, guaranteeing the purity and uniformity of Bromo Seltzer. Today, this same care, this infinite regard for quality, has become the pattern for Bromo Seltzer's special product control. Compounded by registered pharmacists, in one of America's most modern laboratories, Bromo Seltzer undergoes 90 separate tests. Repeated laboratory analyses guarantee Bromo Seltzer's quality, from selected bulk materials to the final exactly accurate filling and special protective sealing of each bottle. So use Bromo Seltzer. Get fast, effective headache help. Caution, use only as directed. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor. But for ordinary headache, get Bromo Seltzer, the split-second dissolving effervescent headache relief. Remember, with Bromo Seltzer, you're set to...
Back in St. Petersburg, the sunshine city of Florida, folks, a flock of big league baseball teams are training in or near St. Petersburg. Right here in St. Petersburg are the St. Louis Cards and the New York Yankees. And right here with me at the microphone is a man who is a star pitcher of the St. Louis Cards. He won 23 last year. He's from North Hollywood, California. Big, red-haired, friendly, and an all-around swell fella. You know him, Charles Red Barrett. Red, there's a lot of baseball fans out there. Yeah. Say, Red, tell me, is manager Eddie Dyer listening, you think, tonight?
Well, he wanted to come over tonight, but a couple of the boys have bad shoulders.
Yeah.
And he got a bad hip, so he took him to the doctor.
That's his business, isn't it?
And he's going to listen over the radio.
Well, I'm going to take a chance anyway and ask you right now, what was it that happened in the third inning of that game Sunday that you pitched?
Well, as most everybody knows, we go over the hitters in the clubhouse before we go out to pitch.
Yeah.
Well, during our meeting, they said, keep the ball away from DiMaggio.
Yeah.
So, well, I threw the ball, and I kept it as far away as I could. which ended up about 400 feet out there in the left center field.
That's what happened to it. Well, seriously, we all know that the Yankees have had about a half a season already down in the Panama, don't we?
Well, it's a little bit warm down there, and some of them are complaining about being going to get too sharp, but I don't think it's going to hurt them.
Yeah, they're sharp all right at the moment, aren't they? But let's quit talking about the Yankees. I want to talk about the St. Louis Cardinals. You know why? I'll tell you why. Not only that, but the manager, Eddie Dyer, I followed him since he was in high school in Houston, Texas, Rice Institute in Houston, all through the Cardinal chain, and we folks down there know that you got a square shooting manager.
Well, I've been in baseball for 10 years, and two of the nicest fellas I've ever met have been Bob Coleman, my former manager of the Boston Braves, and Eddie Dyer, the new manager of the Cardinals. Eddie has the characteristics of going all out for his ball player, and any argument his ball player is right with the opposition. But he's also the type of fellow that if you try to cross him, he can be tough. But the two main characteristics, I think, of a good baseball
That's what
manager.
You want, isn't it, Red?
That's right.
Okay, Red, it must be a pleasure, too, working with a swell bunch of guys like you got behind you.
Well, if anybody's seen the World Series pictures, they could talk about easy plays. Anytime you have a man of Marty Marion's caliber on shortstop, all you got to do is get the ball over, and if they hit it on the ground anywhere near short, Marty will come up with it.
He's a good one. And you got some antelopes out in that outfield, too, haven't you?
Well, we have a bunch of antelopes out there in Moore, Slaughter, Musial, and
yeah.
That's Shingdy's kid who was sensation in the outfield last year.
Looks good, huh?
Very good.
So, right outside of baseball, what's your fun? What do? Play around home?
Well, my hobby is bowling.
Bowling?
A very ardent bowler.
Talking about home, let's get out to North Hollywood, isn't it?
That's right.
Who is at home?
Well, I have my wife and a boy and a girl. The boy's 9 years old and the girl is
five. Charles Warren, or Robert Warren, isn't it?
Robert Warren.
Robert Warren. They tell me that you sort of take over the cooking when you're home, Red.
Well, I love to cook. My father and my brother and I used to batch all the time when I was going to school, so I took over the habit, I guess.
I hope the missus is listening there. Say, Red, wasn't you overseas with Charlie Besson's outfit?
Yeah, we had a 7 week tour of the South Pacific, entertaining the boys, playing baseball games.
You really gave them a lot of pleasure out there, too. And in between times, I know you worked at Lockheed, didn't you?
That's at Lockheed Aircraft, Burbank, Lockheed, California.
For about 5 years.
That's right.
Red, we want to tell you that we're wishing you the best of seasons, you and the Cards. And if you happen to be the best team, we hope you win. And if you do happen to be the best team and win, then we hope you go on and do the rest of the job, you know, in the World Series.
Well, we're going to be battling them.
There's 154 games yet ahead of you,
That's
though, isn't
wrong.
It?
Just a mere 154.
Well, Red, we found out one thing, Bomo Self, the scouts did, that we could do for 9-year-old son Robert Warren Barrett that he probably would like a whole lot. So, Swin, you know, the Swin bicycle people, are building Swin, sending to him a bicycle to fit a 9-year-old kid. And for Mrs. Barrett, and you too, of course, because you do love the kitchen and dining room, this lovely chest filled with Rogers 1847 silver. Service for eight. Thank you a lot, Charles Red Harris.
Okay. And for each of you on Box Pop tonight, there's a large gift basket of Florida's finest, choicest, lusciousest Temple oranges sprinkled all over with kumquats from the largest skippers of gift boxes in St. Petersburg, the Milner Berry Packing Company.
Yes, sir. Before we jump aboard the Box Pop train, we all want to say thank you for St. Petersburg. You've been very wonderful folks to be with.
That goes for me too, Parks. And next week, Box Pop takes all you folks to visit a group of men we know you will enjoy meeting. Army Air Corps personnel repatriated from prison camps all over Japan. Men who endured the death march, prison hell ships, and held for years as slave laborers of the Japanese. But as we know, the Air Corps has taken care of its own with a fortnight of Florida sunshine, fun, and relaxation for these sky heroes with a couple of members of their family. And we're so indebted to all of them.
And next week, a report on Mary's Had a Little Lamb. Folks, tune in next week for those thrilling stories. We know you're going to enjoy it. Good night, folks.
So long, everybody. Good night, youngsters.
With Easter just around the corner, I don't suppose there's a woman alive who isn't dreaming of a new spring bonnet. But have you thought, ladies, that it's smart to have a new spring perfume, too? Well, that tender fragrance of Blue Field Flower by Jurel is like the breath of spring itself. This delightful scent is yours in the form of dusting powder, cologne, bath oil, and other beauty bath preparations. Yours to keep you enchanting. Just ask at your druggist or department store for J-E-U-R-E-L-L-E. Jurel.
Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next Monday night, same time, same station, when Parks and Warren visit Miami Beach, Florida. But remember, next time an ordinary headache strikes, get three-way relief fast and...
Five headaches, three-way.
This is CBS,
the Columbia Broadcasting System.